Broadcastingnetwork.org. This is a live show, and the call number is 800-313-9443. I wish to give to the Memorial Day and the process of the great tribute to the veterans that lost their lives for us to have the freedom. And I just gave you on the last hour the process of the Pima Inden creation myth mantra, which is used in the formation of the Tibetan prayer wheel, which is in India, which is turned by the retired Dalai Lama, and the process of the fact that many of the processes of the mantras of the American Indian were used in the process of the development and the writings of the Constitution of the United States, and the on process of what's called the social order of the biological conquest of man and the turning of the circle with nature was always the principle by which Thomas Jefferson, Monroe, and the basis learned from the American Indian taking over from the Eastern cultures and also the European domination, where there was not freedom, there was fiefdom, there was no property rights, there was no process of social data. So we have in our country one of the greatest countries in the world because people had the wisdom to extract the process of real thinking in terms of what they felt that the American Indian, the European cultures, and the process of the Bible as a historical document. This is what makes our country great. I am appalled and just horrified that there are people in this world who are trying to say that the other form of a religion where you kill people for not believing in it is a way that we should accept our business practices in this country. What about the idea of the United Nations wanting and putting forth the process of a clearinghouse for the sale of the water as a commodity? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Do you think that the process that people talk ages about the water and they want to increase the utility rates and they want to have a process of a clearinghouse for the process as a commodity to be sold on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as a buyer? You think about that, about your survival. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
This is Part of Pathways. And, this is Memorial Day, second hour of Parker Pathways on May 27, 2012, and we have Melody from Colorado. Melody, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Melody.
Hi. You're talking about them trying to get the control of the minerals, getting control of the water. Are you familiar with the Brie gene? And is there some sort of... Then I'm running across something called BRIE-X, which is like a super gene gold. And then I'm running across the possibility that there's a huge, there could be a sizable exchange out there going that's being used with variations of, I don't know if you want to call them bioweapons around genes or changing genes and being sold in its own exchange. I don't know how to say investment exchange. And if so, it sounds like it could possibly be or replace the could be gold oil, other money basis. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense, and are you familiar with any of this?
No, about 3 years ago on Parker Pathways, I was talking about the Brie gene and the process of bioweapons. And the idea is to exactly have the gene, which is why in my clinical lab that I'm want is a formation of isolating out what are called the biomarkers for specific diseases that can be excluded from being used as bioweapons, which will help Uncle Sam, but it'll certainly help patients. And as far as being able to have currency, that's absolutely true. This comes under, don't go away. There's something I have to say that relates to this, and I hope I have the information. As under the new American Inventors Act, which was passed to change the patent law.
Okay, that's what I was hoping you'd go to.
Yeah, it was the first to file rather than the first to invent, which eliminates the concept of conception of the idea as a process of owning the idea. Now, when they placed in the new American Inventors Act, they did similar things as they did to Obamacare. They gave the patent office, the Congress did this now, the process is it's Section 27, which is called to give the Patent Office authority to do a committee test where certain people would, and the title is called the Study on Genetic Testing. Now, the idea, the wording is, the director, I'm reading right from the Section 27, that it's... The director shall conduct a study on effective ways to provide independent confirming genetic diagnostic test activity, where gene patents and exclusive license for primary genetic diagnostic tests can exist for currency. So, in other words, the impact actually, the items that are included in these studies are providing, they want people with the secondary opinions on the genetic diagnostic testing and the base as it relates to warfare. And that's the point of the study. Now, the Patent Office now has been given the supreme authority to be able to determine by determination if it's patentable, which is really, they're not looking at the patentable idea here. You can see that, can't you, Melody? They're looking at it from the standpoint of analyzing it as an invention. But the process of how it can be used within the question that you posed. Now, this is serious business, you see.
Right, right.
Yeah, and this has to do down with the genetic diagnostic test activity, which is called Section 27C, which is titled Confirming Genetic Diagnostic Test Activity. So the whole process of trying to place within the confines of certain people to give the Patent Office examiner and the director, who now reports directly to Obama, similar to HHS, Health and Human Services, that black line on that chart, it's a black line, it really exists, goes right to Obama. So this is one of the most horrifying possibilities of the implementation of the First to File Act to control the process of gene variations for biowarfare. And that is everything you're talking about and asking about is totally correct.
You know where the BRE came from? You know what that's named after?
Yeah, those are hybrid. It's a hybrid gene moiety. It's a very complex, 127 amino acid straight with two tau proteins,
so
which control aging.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with a particular person or whatever that this was branched.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It does. And
okay.
This is when I went to the mat. Remember, I talked about this. I've been talking about it for 2 years. When I was thinking of the process, where I had the amicus curiae brief against the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 gene for breast cancer. And the ACLU came out of under their rock like a cockroach, and said, "Well, and I take that line from Scarface, because that's the way, you know, Al Pacino said it just like that. They're a bunch of cockroaches, you know. And the whole thing comes down to they did not want the process of that gene to be considered for invention. That's why it went to the Supreme Court. And the whole process of the thing in the Supreme Court went back and gave it back to the Sixth Federal District Court not any more than 2 months ago. And the whole process of this is the fact that this is a hybrid gene. In other words, the BRCA1 and BRCA2 for the breast cancer, remember what I keep talking about. If you control the breast milk, if you control the albumin content of the human body, you are controlling human life.
Okay,
and this, so this gene process of the BRCA is a process of the hybrid genes which are made from the processes of the other genes that are coming from the breast milk.
Okay, now, could this gene have come from somebody that had this taken from them that they could have possibly sued over the fact that it was taken from them without their consent, or does that, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, there's always been a big move for trying to have the estate of Helix Fox on the Helogene, which is a cancer gene matrix, which we wouldn't have cancer research in this country if it wasn't for that lady. She was a black lady out of Chicago. And, they took her biology years ago and saved the cell. And the HeLa cell, of course, is astounding because it has the gene trigger for the determination of gene moieties that can be mutated and studied. And a lot of cancer drugs are made from that. And, of course, they say, well, she didn't own the cells, see? And so there's been whole books written about it. Well, the BRCA, of course, is a more delicate situation. One of the things is that there are certain people that have developed hybrid gene systems. Like it or not, that's the truth of it. And this has all come from secret kinds of research that have been done by Uncle Sam over a long period of time. In fact, when I signed off with Uncle Sam a long time ago, those were some of the documents of which could not be, I was to never talk about. And they could never be declassified as it stands. So the best way to put it is that we now have 127 Plum Island laboratories in the United States. Does that tell you something?
Yeah. So they've just kind of taken this thing and run with it, and then they've made an exchange out of it so that it has a monetary backup that they can build from and may replace the backing of the gold or petroleum. Is that what I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And so, in fact, I plan to write about this in my book, which is material that you just don't get off the internet or talk to a school child. You know, I mean, we're dealing here, Melody, with some big time things. I mean, we're talking you look at this. This is why I opened my first hour I never liked to talk about myself. I swear to God, that's never been my intention. I never wanted to be in the public eye. I had no interest whatsoever in being in the position that I am now. The only reason I do this is because I want to show the comparison of what we have to be thankful for in this country, because veterans gave their life for something more than freedom. They gave their life for our life, if you follow me. I mean, our life, the defined life, I call it, you know? And I have to go, Melody, but I appreciate your call. And please keep in contact and call again, will you, please?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. The call number is 800-313-9443. I want to get back to the ties in with the last caller's question. The idea of the United Nations is they've been working on this for some time. This week, the idea of suggesting and forming, and of course the formation of the commodity exchange for the trading of water is dissimilar to oil and wheat. In other words, the idea is to have the commodity water can be will be differentiated on grade. Is it potable? Is it non-potable? Is it agricultural? Is it low iron, high iron, low sodium, or high sodium? It'll be treated like soft runner wheat number two. And no matter where the water comes from, senior appropriation, of course, is being controlled. For instance, in the Central California, water does not exist for agriculture and has been taken over by money groups out of Beverly Hills, California, and Senator Feinstein's interference to make that all happen. This is called the process of the Dormant Commerce Clause, of which Obamacare was written. Obamacare was written on the Dormant Commerce Clause based upon the water law. And the passage of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals decision in the Rio Grande Silva mining against Keys is a case that had the implications of the terms of the Federal Bureau of Reclamation, reducing the water delivery amounts to all these contractual water rights held by New Mexico cities and irrigation districts in compliance with the Endangered Species Act. So the concept of the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals holding up the process of the Bureau of Reclamation actions held that the federal regulations could override contractual state rights, but particularly state water rights. This is a something that I won't go into, but has been something that Small World Department, having interest in New Mexico in terms of its potential and the process of water, and then having the process of things where country of England, with their environmental thugs, saying that if you grow soybeans that you've invented that increase protein production, the process, we will come to America and take them out of the ground. And this is based upon the process of the New World Order's concept of the control of the water supply based on New Mexico's laws, which is affecting the whole global United Nations table, their round table, in New York, where they're having 80 nations sit at the round table to discuss the process of the control of the water and the commodity exchange and the process of the buying and selling of water as a commodity and the buying and selling of genes of the process of the control for the future bioweapon system. And a good example of this, of a demonstration of the process coming from this, is the idea that recently there was an auction for the sale of a vial of blood that was presumably President Ronald Reagan's blood residue, which allegedly was part of the shot that he took, or the process of the potential assassination of the president, where he was hospitalized after 1981 assassination attempt in Washington, D.C. And apparently this came from by a man who said that his late mother took it from the laboratory weeks after the tests were made, and it was taken from the bioscience laboratory in Columbia, Maryland. Of course, this man comes from England, and the process of the Channel Island Auction House and the whole process of it. The idea is that the tube was had a green rubber stopper, according to the reports. And, of course, in the 1980s, a green stopper would have been for blood coagulations measurements. In those days, prothrombin times were not done with EDTA as a system. EDTA was acted in the tubes later and pertains to a blue rubber stopper. So that gives me the feeling that it could have been authentic. I think it sold for, I don't know what it really sold for. I think it was over $11,000, I know that. But the whole point is, who owns the blood? Whose authority in the lab was to give this out? And how was it the process of who controls the blood on the sale, which was part of the United Nations position to control the genes for blood, which was made not anymore than a few days ago? Just saying. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I just wanted to make a comment about the Chicago NATO climate change meeting that occurred this past week. The sea level hasn't fallen more than a few inches from 2010 as one of their conclusions, and there's been no global warming since 1998, and the Earth's temperature has dropped 1 degree since the year 2000. And that's the way it is. And the climate change model, of course, has been bogus. I've talked about this. I talked about this 5 years ago and presented and even interviewed Dr. Mellon. And there's a lot that he said for this, but the whole point is they use climate change as a way of decreasing the defense budget is in my opinion, folly. I want to make sure I get the caller, Barry, from California. Barry, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Parker. How are you doing?
Hello, Barry. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I talked to you 2 weeks ago when you were talking about contamination of water, and then we talked about the Moby gas land. Do you remember that?
Yes,
I asked you if you could write an editorial for my website, and you told me to email you, and I know you probably get thousands of emails, but I still want to offer that to you to write editorial for my website once in a while.
Sure.
I really believe in what you say, you know.
Yeah, the thing is that
I'd be more than glad to do that in the setting of this. But the thing is that I want to make sure that there's several things at work here. I have not been in the position to get to my listeners on the computer because of my trying to save my own life, you know, in terms of the which I'll be better in a week or so, if all goes well, which it should, and then I'll be able to attend to this. The other thing too is that chloramine causes cardiac health damage is on the homepage of RBN, and if you would like, you can use that to and link it, and it's set up to be sent. It can be on Facebook, it can be on Twitter, it can be on social networking. It's been translated into 4 foreign languages, and you can use that in the terms of the cornerstone for what we've been talking about, and it'll be quite important to you because you can be able to link that in a positive way. Is a permanent treatise on RBN's homepage, buried in stone, and we'll be able to forthwith on that. If you would be kind enough to be patient with me for another week until I can get all set up, because I'm getting into a new spot and plus getting into, you know, there are all kinds of things going on that are positive, but I have to get myself set up in such a way that I can breathe right, you know. You know, the compliments of, well, you know, being a veteran for Uncle Sam, you know. But the thing is that I appreciate your call, and we won't lose touch, and be patient.
What I'll do is I'll send you another email, but I'll use the my show's website, email. It's nationindistress@gmail.com. So when you see that, you'll know that's from me. And where was that article at on the RBN?
It's on the homepage.
On the homepage?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
go to RBM
right now.
Yeah, just go to RBM. And,
oh, yeah. No, I listen all the time. That's how I found you, Doctor.
Yeah, you just go, and it's under columnist, and it's the first permanent treatise right there, and it's all set up
great
for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and also I just wanted to share with the listeners that what we're going to do Monday is we are going to honor the fallen troops. And we're going to read all the names, as many as we can in 2 hours, play some music in the background, and then we're going to pray for the families. So we've got to remember our brothers and sisters. I'm a veteran myself, 21 years in the Air Force.
Yeah. Well, it matters more than ever before because what we're dealing with is, in my opinion, not a sincere protection of our country. And we gave a lot away to Russia, and the past couple of years we've given a lot away to to North Korea. Actually, we've given a lot away to China. We're in bad shape, and it's for the sake of Congress supporting climate change for the sacrifice of defense doesn't make much sense, and because we're in at the same time. We've got Iran, which is close to 5 nuclear bombs. They're 80% toward it, according to last night's information that I have. And as long as they buy time, they can get that other 20% to make their nuclear weapons within, estimated about within the next year, maybe year and a half. And they have no qualms about tagging with Pakistan to make a nuclear war. They have no qualms and about it. They don't hide it. They don't. As far as they're concerned, their imam is going to come out of a well in the desert, and they built the roads to the well. I mean, they really believe that. And when that dude comes out of his well, in the inner earth, then it's the beginning of Armageddon. And they quote the Bible directly in their Bible, We've got Sharia law people out here in Congress that are trying to promote Sharia law within the business community contracts, who are saying, well, we're a peaceful outfit, you know. Well, then why doesn't somebody say, well, we're sorry about 9/11. You know, we kissed ass the wrong people. You know what I mean? I mean, why don't they say that, you know? And the thing is, so the whole thing comes down to the fact, this is my opinion now. I mean, you know, and the thing, so the whole thing is that our fighters, our fellow people that we look to defend us in that foxhole, has now taken on a whole new meaning what freedom means, in my opinion. That's why I opened my first hour the way I did. Because what's happening here is now we are in a knowledge battle. We are in, this is why I call my show the Camelot of the Camelot Roundtable of Knowledge. Because what's needed now are the smartest, the highest that can jump, the people that have got it, where it is. I'm taking this from, I did not get this idea on my own. I got it from the King Arthur writings of King of England the Fifth, and I got it from the Mayans. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the Mayan culture and their calendar was all about timing. It was all about knowledge, and you had to have it at the right time. That's why they put their calendar together. That's what their hieroglyphics translate. And this is the way I see our country. If we do not get the best and the brightest and the most courageous warriors, we are finished. Our earth is finished. And this is why the government's gone out here and said, well, we want you all in the computers to look for outer life. Well, if all you got to do is, but what do you got to have for outer life? You got to have water. Then why is it that the United Nations has put on the kinds that we have a clearinghouse to sell water based on New Mexico law, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that we have the survival system based upon who lives and dies in your carbon footprint. And every time Obamacare comes out here and they do a whole process of saying, well, you have Senator Leahy, who's on the Senate floor this week, and saying that he's admonishing the Supreme Court for going into their conservative leanings on their potential opinions that they think they may write on healthcare law and trying to oppose. Why do you think that the Constitution was written? It was written to prevent that kind of crap. And the thing comes down to the fact that, and that's what the people fought for. Everybody that I ever met in my missions for Uncle Sam, we never questioned anything that had to do with the sense of the United States freedom and the ability to do things. We never, ever, ever said a word about it. And the thing is, and we were in difficult situations of having to deal with dictators, with people who wanted to overthrow things. And my life change came when I faced, on my first time, a senator. And the process, and I'm with Uncle Sam, and the guy says, well, we have interests there. And you say, well, what kind of interests do you have in the country? We just have interests. So the whole thing comes down to the fact nothing's changed, Barry. The fact is it's gotten worse because they're taking our life based upon what they're practicing in patient dumping, which is where Michelle Obama got all her money before they went to the White House, and that's documented. So, you know, they paid her off. So the thing comes down to the fact that this is not a new thing, patient dumping, but it sure as hell is a new thing to have Health and Human Services talk about the Competitive Effectiveness Council to determine who gets medical care in Brussels, Switzerland, on a master computer, see, to have that part of our medical system in this country where some of the new hospitals don't have doctors in them, Barry. They have computers. And the thing comes down, the nurse punches on her on a touch screen. They have the whole thing. That decision's made in Brussels, Switzerland. And there are five major pilot hospitals in this country like that. And this is where they want to go. Do you realize the House of Representatives and Senators, they're BSing the public on how they have divisions? No, they all agree. They want it.
They're trying to figure out how to pass laws under the Pathology Act, how the process to change the FDA. Look what the EPA did today for NASCAR. I mean, my God, they're going to go green for the sake of NASCAR. You know, in the whole process, only eat certain foods, have paper containers that are made from different product. Ooh, that's going to change the planet, huh? You know, they want to get to the little people. I heard this president say it. I have trusted people that have told me what he said at that $38,000 a deer dinner in California. And he hasn't changed a bit in terms of where the process is of where he is from Chicago. I know you can't say I'm talking against the president. Those are his words. Those are his acts. Those are his Obama czars that are doing this. Do you know what they wanted to go after Monday? They wanted to go after pets and pet food. And they wanted to have the process of the government to control the process of domestic animals because they have the process of working out the different food chain. Yeah, that's a real piece of work. Yeah.
Dr. Parker, I just want to say one thing. Is like with my show, we talk about things like this. You know, we talk about what's going on. But we use a spiritual view in mind. And we're trying to wake up those that are
I'm not out to tout another person's show. That's not my point. The whole thing comes down to the fact you want to talk spirituality. Barry, I really feel I've said it before. Of course, I'm in an area that I'm not very well versed in terms of things. But we need a whole different way in this country to think about spirituality. And spirituality has got to take on some other dimensions of really being able to figure this out as to the fact that it isn't a question of good and bad. It's evil and other people that aren't evil. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these people are evil. They sit around and they think this stuff up because they didn't think it up the other day. You know, the EPA's changed their definitions of fracking because they felt that it was a nice thing to do to protect the process of the global balance of the stock market and the fact of how they were going to develop natural gas for a different reason. And then they had the nerve to have on the process of the United Nations and also the Chicago meeting. For climate change, to the nerve to suggest a redefinition of pre-emergent pathogens. And the whole thing came down like you take cryptosporidium like Jellia and Heliobacter pylori, which are bacteria that are in the water. They're waterborne pathogens. Heliobacter pylori causes stomach ulcers. Cryptosporidium is a process of which you have spores that affect the kidney. You have Legionella, which is a process. You've got a whole lettuce call for 9 major companies for Listeria, for God's sakes, you know, and the whole thing. And then to redefine them as a process of a biobacteria, and we're going to change the definition of how these bacteria act. Do you know that Naegleria, it's called Naegleria filariae. Naegleria filariae is known as a brain-eating amoeba. It's a waterborne pathogen. It's found in hot springs, warm surface water. It's transmitted, actually, through the nasal passage. And you know what they want to do? They want to deny the process of miscarriages from the action of bacteria through the nasal passage? They want to redefine science for the convenience of the United Nations? That was Monday of this week. So the whole thing, and they make sure, I'll tell you, if you want to link Parker Pathways to your program, you have my permission. And
okay.
I will be more than...
An article?
It's called Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in black letters right on top under columnist, and it's RBN. Listen, I got to go, Barry. But
thank you, Dr. Parker.
Yeah, thank you for your work, believe me. Now, we're going to go on because I only have a few more minutes, and I want to make sure that I give the other side of the process of work.
where the forces at work, which are out in the, well, I did pretty good talking there. That's the best I've been able to talk with one in the fourth lung for a long time. Let me see. I got synthetic biology, where is a process where the United Nations is saying synthetic biology is not a process. We're not going to deal with it. What synthetic biology is that that's behind it, if I can explain this, it's an orgismal complexity that can be remolded, and you can have predictable outcomes using the simple engineering tools and standard parts, and to have a scientific research and funding outcome. So we'll get back to this at the other end of the break, because our show is just about over.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Pathways, and we only have a few minutes, but I wanted to mention that the United Nations position on trying to suppress what's called synthetic biology is denying, what they want to deny is a proto-cell creation, which seeks actually to construct the minimal activities of life. In other words, they want to deny that a protocell, which arose more than 3 billion years ago from non-living components that could and do contain some DNA and RNA, protein, membrane-forming lipids, different molecules provided, for the development of basic formation, they are saying that they do not want to accept the formation of life from 3 billion year old non-living components. Yet these are ancient protocells, which are actually being used in synthetic biology to create for certain nations and scientific protocols petrochemicals. And these are the same people that have still sanctioned MTBE in the drinking water, which is carcinogenic. They still sanction NDMA in the drinking water, which is carcinogenic. And the whole process of what that was written about and how that was exposed will be on another show. I've talked about it for 6 years. And also, there has been found in obese people from the water, and Eno is called the Adeno 36, as an adenovirus, which is resistant to low-pressure ultraviolet disinfectants, and that's found in the water as well. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that it's been shown that infecto-obesity is a reality, and they don't want the public to know that. We only have a few minutes. Mike in Iowa, and I wish I had more time. Mike, bring it on. Mike, hello there. Hi. Mike? Is Mike there? Mike from Iowa?
Yes.
Hello, Mike. We only have a minute.
Okay.
I want to make sure I get you on.
One simple question is, you've spoken about aliens and UFOs before, and I know this is a goofy question, but I'd like it if you could clarify that, because you have said that such things do exist, and what I wanted to know is, have you ever seen them?
Oh, I won't answer that unless it's in my book, Mike.
I know you can't, Dr. Parker, talk about this.
Yeah, but you know, the whole process of this kind of material is in and has been for many years in anthropology museum artifact areas. At universities in the basements of places where only certain graduate students could go, and the whole thing, and the things you see, and the process of the thing is that there's a lot of suspicion that we are not alone, if you will, and particularly when you are involved in the pathology of the phytopathology of plants and humans from the Egyptian studies. It's really quite amazing. Mike, I want you to call again, and we'll try to sneak some stuff into this, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. This is the end of our show, and I want to thank RBN and the producer, and it's been extraordinary, and I dedicate this show to the military polytrauma units, the VA, and our troops, and the people who died for us. And also to all of the people who do massage and art, God bless you, and you have my hat off to you, and I dedicate the show to you. Great love to all of you. See you next week. God bless America.